I had a conversation with a state legislator who I'll unveil to you in the upcoming days. And she was livid about the control of our food supply. And that's not even the main thing we're going to talk about. And she gets it. It's so refreshing to see someone in office like this. And like I said, you're going to see this on Wednesday. You're going to hear it all over the country on Wednesday. And we're going to unveil something called the UCC, which very few of you know anything about. Oh, I know you're going to say it's Universal Commercial Code. Au contraire, mon frère. It's much more than that. But in our course of our pre-air discussion, which went on 2 hours, fascinating person. And she wanted to know about corruption in Arizona. And so I gave her a little bit of the A to B. There's so much I can't give her A to Z. But she brought up in the course of our conversation, we're concerned about the food supply. We have the carbon capture program, in terms of we've talked about this where you get a bogus court order from a Democratic judge, you send out a Democratic sheriff, you go on to people's property. And you tell the farmer, here's the paper. If you say anything or get in the way or object, we'll take you to jail. And then they begin to dig up farmland, disrupting, farmland just goes vertical, correct? And they disrupt that. Sometimes these trenches are up to 90 feet deep. And they say they're capturing the carbon that the farmers produce. Yeah, more climate scam. Sometimes they put these toxic chemicals right next to the water supply. Sometimes they're within 30 feet of the house. I'm not making this up, folks. I've covered this before. The New American did a really good job of exposing this plan. And then our discussion went to the side with farms, and we started talking about the food supply. And I'll bring this up to her and let her explain it in some detail when we talk, but she was all over it. China, Bill Gates, and vertical farming. BlackRock, institutional, the high taxes, and especially what Kamala, whatever she's calling herself. I don't mean to mispronounce her name, but I just saw an exchange on a clip I was sent where a conservative journalist just got vilified for mispronounce. Is it Kamala? Kamala? I mean, I've heard Joe Biden say it both ways. And they didn't rip him. Of course, he wouldn't understand anyway. But anyway, what Kamala, I think we say, is doing is she's endorsing all this. And then she's going to up capital gains and she's going to up the inheritance tax. Oh, yeah. Basically making it impossible since 40% of our farmers are over 65 to pass this along to their heirs. They're going to make it very, very tough. And the bottom line is American families are going to lose control of the farm industry. And they've been the backbone of our food supply forever, forever, since even before we became a constitutional republic. It was all about the farmers. And you want to talk about taking a group for granted. And she was very, very concerned about that. And I said, well, where is it leading? She said, control the masses through food shortages that are, my words, contrived. And this is where we're at. I need to explain something to you here. If we go into World War III, Strait of Hormuz will be gone and your oil will be completely disrupted. The government will seize what it can. They don't have time to get it from ground to military to do any good in the war. And we've sold off, oh, excuse me, basically given away our oil reserves to the Chinese. Yeah. Illegal as hell, they're an enemy. Act of treason by the Biden-Harris administration. And we're in real trouble. You won't be able to get oil. No oil, no food shipments. Oh, the government will use oil and they'll get food for them and their lackeys, but no food for you. Kind of reminds me of that Seinfeld episode. No soup for you. Well, it's going to be true. No soup for you. And then, of course, even MSNBC had a couple pollsters on, and I watched this clip. It's not worth playing because it's basically incoherent, but they said one thing in there I thought was very telling. They said, well, the internal poll numbers, according to the Democratic leadership, not quite what the public is seeing in their polls. Oh, we just got an admission. The polls are fake. It's a lot closer than we think, and where Kamala's winning, the margin of error accounts for the difference. So you can't, and then they cut him off, and then they moved on to something else. This is a pollster that works for the Democrats. Yeah, you know what they're going to do? Back to the food supply. If her numbers don't improve from this Hollywood charade creation, where they basically hide her from the public, try to hide as many of her communist views from the public, if those numbers don't improve, and Waltz certainly doesn't help, bottom line, you ain't getting food. There'll be such chaos in this country where I believe 100 to 200,000 terrorists that we've let in under this administration will go nuts. They'll attack the water supplies, they'll attack the grid, there'll be cyber takedowns. Yeah. Folks, they're not going to leave. There's pain ahead for you. They're not going to leave office without being forced out. And that's a fact. And I'm talking a legitimate political win. I'm not talking about a coup d'etat. I'm talking about we count the votes. They didn't cheat enough to win. Donald Trump is the winner. Well, they'll try the lawfare stuff, but they'll still remain in power. Why? We're not leaving till the courts decide. And then if they lose there, well, then they'll turn all hell loose on this country again. And then we'll find out why the Chinese are here. Bottom line is where are you most vulnerable? It ain't gonna be safe to go outside in cities, not with rampant terrorism that's going to happen. And if you don't think that they'll allow it, they actually encouraged it. Let me remind you that Kamala helped raise money to get Antifa rioters who attacked federal police out of jail. Merrick Garland wouldn't prosecute. Well, if it's after 5 p.m., it's different than before 5 p.m. Remember that little weasel said this, that 120-pound giant? He said that if you riot after 5 p.m., it's a protest. And it's only illegal during business hours. Who comes up with these excuses to overthrow the country? I mean, this guy was going to be on the Supreme Court with this kind of logic. Thank goodness the Republicans held up his nomination. Yeah, that was the good old days for Republican. Think they'd do it now? Speaking of the Supreme Court, is Amy Coney Barrett the worst disappointment we've ever seen in the Supreme Court? She's voted against the Second Amendment. She's voted against the Fifth Amendment. I mean, she is a walking, talking liberal disaster, masquerading as a conservative mom. Yeah, so much for that. With friends like that, who needs enemies? Okay, continuing on, you're going to be most vulnerable in what's coming up with your food and your water supply. Oh, you're going to need gold and silver as well, too. In fact, what is my moniker saying? Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And that's just the starter kit. Food is going to be in short supply. And not only do you need to have storable food, I'm going to tell you, too, you better find places to store it. And another thing I'm going to tell you is, it'd be really wise for you to take out a storage locker in someone else's name. A mythical person. It's not a crime. But FEMA can come and look for supplies, and under continuity of government, they can take everything you have of value. They can take your toaster oven. They can take your TV, and they sure as hell will take your gold and your food if they can find it. Oh, you don't think they would do that? See, right now there's someone with pink hair and pigtails wearing horn-rimmed glasses saying they can't get away with doing, they would never do that. Kamala would never do that. She likes the people. I know. Some of you are laughing hysterically right now. Let's get down to brass tacks. They are coming for you. They'll come for your resources. And if you're a non-compliant person, on September 1st, 2022, Biden told you they're coming for you. When they declared political beliefs like God, family, country, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, 10th Amendment, separation of powers, and the, yeah, exactly. They're coming for you. And if you're a Christian, you're really on their shit list. They're coming for you. First, they'll come for your stuff, but no one will say anything. And then they'll come for taking away your life, your money. And then that doesn't stop you. They'll come for you. Biden all but told us on September 1st, 2022, almost 2 years ago, in a shocking speech that I'm still shaking my head that he had the nerve to deliver this. They're coming for us, people. You need to stay when all hell breaks loose. My broadcasts aren't going to make any difference. No one's broadcasts are going to make any difference. All of my colleagues should cease, and you should cease going on social media if you want to be targeted. Now, you're saying, well, you need to stand up for the conviction of your beliefs. Not when the war is lost, then you go into survival mode. And as they say, you run away to fight another day. This fight will take a different form. It won't be fought in social media circles, is what I'm telling you. And they're going to use social media circles to come after you. The NSA is already profiled. You already have a threat matrix score. I've covered this before. Insiders have told us we have dossier, electronic digital dossier on everybody, everybody. No one's immune to this. So the point of me telling you this is you need to have the food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And people will say sometimes, Dave, you shouldn't be advertising anything. Well, first of all, I got bills to pay, and I abandon more lucrative positions, okay, in terms of coaching, in terms of where I was at academically, in terms of other interests that I had that were outside of this. And I stopped all that to do this. But one of the things here at the Common Sense Show that we do is I don't recommend things that I don't use. I don't recommend things that I don't think you're going to need in a crisis. And I also, too, I really, really believe that we need to go parallel economy. And more people are beginning to say this. When I first said it, hey, that's impossible. That's outrageous. That's stupid. It'll never work. I recognize there could be a time when you're actually going to have to go to a woke organization to get something you can't get anywhere else. But that won't keep them afloat. Now, the one thing I will tell you this is if we go parallel economy, it won't stop this movement because of ESG. This is why they put it in. They knew the people would rebel. They knew the people would stop financially supporting these groups, these organizations, these corporations. And they basically have told the corporations, if you even want to have a chance of staying in business and keep profiting after the changeover from what? From a republic to a communist state, that you better fall into line. And this is why you see Target on their transgender underwear, whatever they were calling it. I don't even mean to be insulting, but it was so bizarre. I have a hard time finding a proper adjective. But the people said, ooh, Target sales went down. Bud Light, Dylan Mulvaney, oh, into the toilet, baby. Into the toilet, baby, went Bud Light. And I'm not a drinker. A lot of my friends aren't drinkers, but the ones that have an occasional, they used to drink Bud Light. They ain't drinking it no more. And so, why would they be willing to self-destruct? Because they're hoping to survive to get to the other side. This has been made clear to them. They get the visits from the ESG people spawned by BlackRock. Well, we've had people that talk to us off the record. Yeah, Dave, they come in and they tell the CEO, they tell the board, Not only will we get you out, that you'll never ever surface anywhere else. Your career is over. And this is what ESG is all about. It's blackmail. It's professional blackmail. And this is why a boycott won't be horribly effective, but it will be effective in terms of it'll minimize the power of the corporate participants in ESG who are your real enemy. It will knock them back, but it won't knock them out. It won't. But here's what we do. If we keep this fight going as long as possible, these people will go out of business and then the boycott will have been effective. They're just trying to get to decision day where we're wiped out. And that's what these corporations are about. They want to see you gone because their financial survival depends on it because of this ESG model. Now, I know BlackRock says we don't do ESG anymore. Au contraire, mon frère, I'll tell you, we've got people that talk to us off the record. They talk to other people like me off the record, and they tell us, they flat tell us the pressure is intense. And occasionally we get little lessons where we get denied a loan or we're excluded from a business opportunity. And this is just, hey, don't do this. Don't let these people go too far. You must rally your people. Everyone gets a vaccine. Let me take you back in time real quick. Joe Biden, when he tried to make vaccines as universally legally mandated, how did he do it? If you work in a business that has 100 or more people, everyone will be vaccinated, or we will find that business out of existence. Because ESG wasn't working as well as they had hoped. So it took an action from the president. Now, fortunately, I was stunned the way the Supreme Court has gone. They ruled against this. It doesn't stop the behind-the-scenes blackmail, but it stopped the overt government enforcement of driving businesses out that way wouldn't make everyone take a vaccine that worked for them. Oh my gosh, people, this is absolutely incredible what we're seeing here in this country. And most people don't realize that we are in a full-blown communist coup. And there's a point where it's going to turn deadly for the multitude. Why? Because open a history book, challenge yourself. Some of you out there that say, oh, Dave's going down the radical path now, open a history book and stop being so damn ignorant. Coups change the direction of a government. They do it in the name of the people. It's the same thing. The People's Republic of China, the People's Republic of North Korea, they always do it in the name of the people. But when they begin to consolidate power, and that will happen after November 5th, when they consolidate power and then full-blown communism comes in, then here come the body bags. I'm sorry, we'd have to rewrite all of history to disprove that statement. That's exactly where we're at right now. We're in the final stages of a full coup d'etat. They tried to accelerate the coup d'etat by killing Trump, the symbolic leader of the anti-coup, the counter-coup, if you will. And that's what we're involved in here. We're not insurrectionists. We're counter-coup people. We're trying to stop the insurrection. And we ain't doing a very good job of it. So, how do we go forward? Well, number one, you need to become a missionary of the truth. This is the political version of the biblical Great Commission. You got to bring 10 people to the polls. You have to make it so overwhelming that they can't cheat enough to win and make them resort to other tactics, because that by itself won't change things. The election is not an end all be all, but if you lose the election, that is the end all be all for them. Now the bullseye comes directly on you. See, this will be fought out in the courts, and to some degree, it'll probably be fought out on the streets if the election is won by the conservatives. And I don't even know if Donald Trump's going to make it to the finish line. It could be J.D. Vance and RFK Jr. as his vice president, or Tulsi Gabbard as the vice president. And I would welcome either one of these. And there's because they bring a coalition with them. It's greater numbers, more people coming together to save America from these tyrants. I hope and I pray for Donald Trump's safety. But let's say that he's elected. Like I said, it's going to be lawfare deluxe. They already have over 100 lawsuits ready to go. They've already put $265 million into a coffer to challenge any Trump victory. So they'll tie it up in the courts while they maintain power. And then they'll continue their coup d'etat activities. The reign of terror will happen then, too. I really believe we'll see false flags like we won't believe. But if the law does not overturn this election for them, then what they'll do is they'll resort to violence. They'll have the imaginary sitting president, Biden, if they can keep him alive, declare a national emergency, and then here come the troops from the UN under the Kigali principles that Biden and John Kerry signed us into in the lame duck period right before Donald Trump became president. This is coming, people. I mean, it's so clear. All you have to know is a little bit of history. You know, a lot of people have said to me, you know, Dave, you're not really a dumb guy. Why would you major in sociology and history? Well, because first of all, I knew I was going on to get more advanced degrees in professions that would land employment. But history and sociology can get you a job in a public government school. Okay, so it was a good stopgap measure for me. But I will tell you, my knowledge of history, and I don't even claim to be the greatest historian, but I'm pretty good. And the thing is the past is the best predictor of the future. And this is how I can see where we're at. It's just based on knowing flat history and how communist coups and what course they run and what they're going to do. Oh, we're going to see car bombings. We're going to see mass attacks on shopping malls. I mean, this is all part of our future, people, because this is what goes with it. And we have to have the resolve to understand that you're going to be in a war, not of our choosing and not of anything that we'll start, but of self-defense against the people who will do anything to hang on to power. And if I can leave you with anything in this presentation, in this particular lengthy segment, it's this. If you allow these people to win and we back down to the short-term pain, severe as it might be, but if we back down, folks, it's going to be Nazi Germany on steroids. And you'll find out why the Chi-Coms are here. They'll have no compunction but to go into a conservative area and begin to exterminate everybody that's there. There's a reason why they're here. I mean, I've shown you the videos, I've shown you the still photos. Chinese man after man after man after man between the ages of about 20 to 40. The Border Patrol is saying that they estimate the equivalent of seven Chinese divisions in this country. Why do you think they're here? Why? You're in deep, deep danger. If you knew a burglar was coming to your house tonight, would you take defensive action? You don't have a burglar coming to your house, you have an army. And that means we need to band together to have sufficient numbers. This is why I tell you, bring 10 people to the poll. Share this work far and wide with people. We've got to build up the collective mentality. This is Lexington and Concord. We haven't got to Lexington and Concord yet, but I believe we very well might. And there'll be a Lexington and Concord even if the Democrats steal the election, because there'll come a time when America will say collectively, to hell with you. That's why they want to lock you into CBDC. They want to take away any financial option you have to survive, that you will comply, you will bend the knee, or we'll just take away your life. This is crazy, crazy, crazy. Let me give you another aspect and another way to look at this. Take you to a Wikipedia page, and all you have to do is put strength with joy in your search term. I recommend you use duckduckgo.com. I didn't even try Google because who knows where they'd take you. But it is amazing to me that the CIA controlled Wikipedia would actually have this up here. All we heard from the Democrats in their convention was joy, joy, freedom. Everybody should have equal opportunity. The communist ideal certainly embedded in the message, but I couldn't believe how they have mimicked the Nazis. Strength through joy. And they talked about, you know, partial subsidizing of leisure activities to get the Germans to love the Nazis and so forth. I'm telling you, it's coming. Before the entire takeover takes place, after these Nazis, communists, whatever you want to call them, when they win the election and they get into next year, they're going to give you a carrot before they bring you the sledgehammer. And this will be one of the carrots. And they've already told you. All you have to do is know a little about history. I learned this in the history of World War II class I took. As a lead up to the war, how did the Nazis gain power? This was actually part of the lecture. And there it is right there on full display on Wikipedia. It's amazing. They will hide things in plain sight. You just need to know a little bit about history and what to look for. This is the Democratic platform. Elect us and you'll have joy. Well, they've given you some communist hints. You're not going to be able to sell your home without capital gains tax. That's right. And eventually they'll impose the capital gains tax without even wanting to sell your home. It'll end up on your tax bill. It's a progressive step, one step at a time. And then the other thing that we're going to look at here is this, is that they'll get you going with, you know, Kamala's really cool. We're going, well, we're going to take this really reduced vacation to San Diego, and we're going to stay in Oceanside, and we're going to have a week on the beach, and it's going to be wonderful. Or we'll get discounted tickets to Disney. And of course, these woke corporations will be all too happy as part of their ESG score to donate some of these activities. Folks, this is coming. They set the stage with joy. Joy. Tell me, what is the joy in 300,000 fentanyl deaths under the Biden-Harris administration? Where is the joy in rampant child sex trafficking? Where is the joy in 352,000 missing migrant children? Where is the joy in all this? They're setting the stage for something bigger. This is only the first step. And they're following not only Bolshevik communism, they're pulling the best out of all totalitarian states. They're doing it right here with the Nazis. Strength through joy. And this is what we've heard, joy, freedom, strength, freedom. This is called classical conditionings, where you pair up two non-related variables often enough. The hearing or seeing of one variable will bring you into the mindset of the other. And this is what they're doing. It's classical PSYOP fifth generation warfare. So you have a choice. Now, I say we resist. We remain as independent as possible. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. You need to be independent of their control mechanisms. Oh, listen, their elite will still use gold. And if you can hang on to your gold and silver, which I think you can, if you can, you'll be able to compete at that level. If you don't, and you're allowed to have your currency reduced to digitization, and then it's controlled by a central authority that will give you a social credit score, you have no chance. And by the way, it's been now revealed that CBDC will have a monthly expiration date. Yeah, a monthly expiration. In other words, you got to spend it. You've got to build their joy by throwing money back to their corporations that support their ESG and their totalitarian ways. Okay, let me give you some steps you can take. Again, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tool. Make sure you have lots of ammunition too. I'm hoping you don't need it, but if this follows history, now I think you know. Okay, now we are offering a great special on storable food with My Patriot Supply. Over 33 varieties of food, you know, including chicken and all kinds of great dishes like spaghetti and ravioli. And oh, it's incredible what they have. You're never going to get bored. You're not going to be eating the same stuff. They have desserts. They have snacks for the kids. And it tastes good. It tastes great. And they're offering, I've never seen it before, $300 off the three-month supply. May I strongly recommend, this is your necessary first step. This is your necessary first step. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Go to, for the food, preparewithdave.com, preparewithdave.com. And if you've been following me for any length of time, when I say food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools, we sell basically products I use related to that. We haven't got into the water yet. We're working on this. Okay. We are going to give you a way to gather water. They're going to charge you for the water you're using. You know, just one side note before we close. It started in New Jersey 4 years ago, charging you for the water runoff off your property in the form of a tax. Okay. And they're also going to be rationing water. They're turning it into privatization of control mechanisms where private corporations are buying up water supplies. That should never be allowed because then the abuse is there and they can shut your water off if they don't like what you're doing. They can decide how much they're going to give you because ESG will control those corporations that control your water supply. And we're already seeing water rebellions around the country. You know, here, not too far from where I live, you know, half hour to an hour away in Sun City, retirement community, they're up in arms over privatization of their water supply and their rates have gone through the roof. But the good news is you're going to be able to gather water, but will it be drinkable water? I'm working on finding the best product that will bring this to you, your ability to have food and water. And I think we're close. We might be within a day or two of finding the right vehicle to do this. But right now, let's take care of your food needs. Okay. And let's just say I'm wrong. And all we have is joy after Kamala steals the election. And it's pure joy. What's the worst thing that happens with your food supply? You get to eat your mistake because it lasts 25 years. 2,500 calories, standard three meals. And you're saying, Dave, that's quite a bit. Yeah, you're eating to survive at that point. That means your other normal options like grocery store, affordable, put the food on the table, you know, three hots in a day, you're not going to have that. You're going to be eating for survival, so you better get the calories in you while you can. That's why it's 2,500 calories. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. But you need to prepare all the way through. And you're not going to like it when I say this. A lot of you are going to have cognitive dissonance. You're already in a war, and the war has been declared on you, and you've done nothing wrong but be an American that follows the rules. But that's your crime. You're already targeted. You're in a war, and this is not going to resolve itself on November 5th. Win or lose, November 5th is really an important date, but it will set into motion one set of facts. If Trump wins, it'll set into motion another set of facts. If Trump doesn't win, the other side set of facts is going to be a lot worse than what we're going to have to face under someone like Trump. Because at least we'll have some establishment on our side. Do you understand the world is against you? The world is participating. The world powers, the G20, NATO, the European Union, they're working against you. They're also working against Russia. It's kind of interesting. I don't really like Putin, but his treatment of the Russian people is much better than what we're getting from our government right now. And they're after Putin because he won't bend the knee to the World Economic Forum and embrace their perversion of lifestyles, cutting kids' genitals off, for example. He won't bend the knee to energy for the climate scam. He won't impoverish his people. He's trying to enrich his people because he wants to stay in power. Happy people keep leaders in power. Things were good under Trump. We want Trump back for that same reason. So it's really the world versus Russia and the United States. And honestly, sometimes the enemy of your enemy is your friend. I have to hold my nose when I say this, but a Trump-Putin alliance may actually save this country. I don't like it, but we had to have Russia in World War II or the Nazis would have been much tougher to defeat because they were locked into a two-front war. That may be where we're going. But in the meantime, you've got to ensure the survival of your family. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Don't let them turn you into a satanic Bolshevik communist. Don't let them do that. And the way you do it is to stay independent of the system. Preparewithdave.com. We will see you back here again next time. God bless.